Welcome to Divine You, the podcast. My name is Johanna. Divine You is all about your inner wisdom meeting outer transformation. So your inner wisdom is the connection to your inner guidance system, your intuition, your divine self. And outer transformation is a change in your personality, a change in your outside reality, and also just things that you want to manifest. So Divine You is about both. And I'm always quite excited, thrilled, and happy that you're here with me today. It's such a special journey, especially right now with everything that goes on in the world. And yes, thank you for being here with me and thank you for journeying with me. And today is such an important topic. It's not about doing, it's about being. Of course it is, Johanna, but this will blow your mind today. So maybe you want to take your journal, take a pen, and really listen carefully, because when I started to understand that, my life truly changed, because I suddenly could be so grateful for things I wanted or things I was longing for, even though they were not here yet. And this is where we're going for today. So if you feel like you see someone out there in the world and you want what the person has, may it be a career, may it be a certain way of life, like a lifestyle, or may it be a thing like a purse or a pair of jeans or a certain haircut or a healthy body or whatever. So I'm going to help you to get out of this state where you feel lack and frustration and maybe even envy, and get in a very nice state. So be prepared. Because the solution is that if you are aligned with your soul and if you are aligned with your essence, everything will come. Everything that you long for, everything that you want will come. And if not in this lifetime, then in the next one. But probably the things that you desire the most, that you long for the most, that you're like, I would love that, I want that, they might come quite easily if you just get into a state of being. And I'm going to talk with you today how to get into the state and what being means, what doing means, what our perceptions are, our learned perceptions. So let's just dive in. So Abraham Hicks says that's so beautiful. One person that is aligned with Source is powerful, more powerful than thousands of people who are not. Like Jesus was aligned with Source, like Eckhart Tolle is aligned with Source. They are Source. It's just like not ego, not they are just Source. And they have so much more power because they are part of the power. They own the part they are of their power, the power that is all along everywhere around us. So it's not that you have to get that. You have to go somewhere and buy that. You have to, I don't know, reach out to a friend to get that. The power is already there. And the power is to be connected to Source, to your own essence, but the essence also that is, yeah, just everywhere, surrounded, like in your surroundings everywhere. And this is to be. If you be, you are connected with your Source and you are also present with everything that surrounds you. And it's so much less, or I have to correct myself, it's not at all about doing, 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 doing. That's just a perception we learn when we grow up. You come onto this planet, you grow up and you learn you have to do this to get this. You have to do this to get this. This is just a mantra that you get. So when you grow older, you think, oh, I have to do this to get that. And yes, of course, there's a road from A to B, but it's very different whether you go the road from A to B because you think you have to struggle and fight your way from A to B, or because you are aligned with Source and Source just guides you to point B. This is very different. It's a very different experience. And often we think, oh, I have to do more. I have to work harder. I have to, I don't know, get more money, get more clients, get more whatever. I have to struggle and I have to do more Instagram posts and I have to work harder for my boss and I have to do more this, more that, more whatever. But the thing is, we already did the visualization of your future self. And if you see your future version, is she struggling? Is she fighting for things? Is she like, I have to do more. I have to get more. I have to. Probably not. She knows that she already got everything. And it's in her beingness that she receives more. Not in her doing, in her beingness, in her being present, alive, aligned, aware, happy, content. In this beingness, the things are an energetic match and come easily, effortlessly to her. Even when we really dive into energetics, you are here in your now moment. And little side note, all moments are now moments. So wherever you are, you will always be in the now moment. If you struggle your way to a certain success, a certain end result that you want, and you struggle your way there, you won't feel different inside even when you get there. The change might be minimal, but it's not this huge change that you really long for. This huge change of, I want to be happy, content, peaceful, grateful, whatever. You're not going to get that when you struggle your way with doing, 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 doing. It's actually the other way around. You are in the state, you are in your beingness that is already content and happy right now because everything that you wish for is already there. And that's what brings you closer with so much ease. And then you become or already are an energetic match for the things. So it's not about doing. For me, even when I think about I have to do more, I have to do more, I have to do more, I physically feel like I'm pushing backwards. I'm pushing away from what I want. I'm pushing away from my end goal or end result. I physically can feel like, too. And when I get in a state of being, of like already appreciating my life, already being happy and satisfied and content for what I already have and what I already have sent out into the field. I'm going to say more about that in a second. I feel very good and I'm just being in my highest state and my state where I'm connected with my essence. So, the law of attraction. Ask and it's already given. You have asked for so many things. You've asked for so many things. You've asked for this career, for this relationship, for, I don't know, this friend, for this abundance, for this things to buy, for this kind of healthy body. You have asked for so many things. Ask and it is already given. It's already given. It's already there. You already got it, but in an energetic field. So, and this literally blew my mind when I understood that and started practicing that. So if you asked for something, which you did, you asked for many, 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 many things, and you still do and you always will do, and it's already in my energetic field. And it's not about fighting and doing more. It's being the energetic match for the things. This is pretty much it. Being the energetic match for the things, for the results, for my desires. I can be so freaking thankful and appreciative and happy and joyful right now. And I can even say thank you for the things that are not physically here, but they are energetically here, already manifested. They're already there. So this is such a big shift Because when you try to do and make more, in truth, it's actually like the opposite app happens. When you think you need to do more, you do more. The energy that lies underneath is, I'm not there yet. I need to work harder. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. I need to work harder. I'm not there yet. So you literally create more of, I'm not there yet. I need to do more. I need to work harder. So it pushes you away from your end result, from what you want, from your manifestation. But if you're here with me in this very moment and you go like, oh, it's already there. It's already manifested. My desires are already in an energetic field. They are already done. They are already here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for everything that I've already created. I feel so blissful. I feel so happy. I feel so content. Your beingness attracts the things that you want with so much more ease than the doing. Because in the moment when you already go into the state where you're like, I already got it, thank you, you just move closer to it in the energy field, in the quantum field. So the more you think, I need to do more, the less you attract what you really want. And the more you relax into your essence and your beingness, the more the things become an easy match for you, just an easy match. So it's not about fighting your way to where you want to go. It's much more about being the person that has. I'm the one that has this. I'm the one that has that. I'm the one that is doing this. Because you already are there, you are the person. It's like, I already am that. And so it's instead of wanting the things and wanting the results, it's more about being in the state where you already have everything that you wanted. So ask and it's already given. It's already there. It's already done. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So I want you to go back into your visualization, into your future self, and just imagine this future version. And just tune into how much she's doing and how much she's being. And probably she's more on the being side. She's probably doing something, but out of being or in alignment with being. So it's she is. She's present. She's grateful. She is in bliss. And from that state, she does things. I hardly can imagine, but maybe that's your truth, that she is doing a lot. But then the doing is probably aligned. It's really aligned with her core essence. So if your future self that we had already talked about so much and everything is kind of building up to this episode and then it just goes on and on and on. If your future self is so much in presence and just beingness, how come you think you have to do so much right now? How come? And this is the perception that we learned when we grew up. We thought like, when I do more, I get more. But just look at some people. Of course, there are people that work a lot, but most of the time that's in alignment with them. That's like they would see their future self and their future self would be on fire and they would do this and do this and do this, but it comes from a place from alignment with their essence, their source. So if this is not the case for you and you don't see your future self doing so much, then doing less might be a good idea. But we learn when we grow up that we need to do those things to get to where we want to go. And it's kind of right, we need to do certain things, but it's about how do you do those things? Like, what is your state of being while you do the things? It's not about just doing the things to get somewhere, it's your state of being while you do the thing. This is so important. That's such a good reminder for myself as well. So, what do I want to share with you, or what do I want to give you? I want to give you a task this week, and this is really to see how much more can you be? how much more can you tap into the presence and the beingness? Just be in this moment and not doing so much to get somewhere. It's just to be, because you already are. It's already done. It's already manifested. And this is sometimes hard to understand because your mind always goes back to do, 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 do. But then just relax and say, thank you, it's already there. What feels aligned in this moment to do? And then do it out of this, it's already there, and not out of, I need to do it to get to. So this is the task for this week. And also is go back to your future self, tap into her or him, and see whether this future version is more in doing or more in being. And what does it mean for you if you see a future self more in doing or more in being? And just reflect on it, think about it, feel into it. And I think I forgot to share one thing. So we learn in school too that it works like that. Like you grow up and then you have to do the things to get whatever. But at one point, it doesn't work any longer. But we have too little people who are really doing that. So for example, Eckhart Tolle, you might think that he has done a lot. Like he's on stage, he has written books, he has done da-da-da. But the truth is that it all came from being, like just being in the now and then following his impulses and just from the alignment. It wasn't because he was fighting hard and struggling and doing so much. It was just being in the now. So this is an amazing example to look at to say, oh, wow, he did not do that much to get to where he is. How did that work? And that's how it works. Like Jesus was just aligned with Source. And he had such an incredible impact. Thousands of years later, still like such a huge impact. It's incredible. But it comes from the connection with Source, with the being true to who he is in relation to Source, in his connection to Source. So that's what I want to give you today. I hope this changes a lot for you. I hope you can understand that. I hope it just changes how you think, how you feel, how much you do or how little you do and how much you be. So I wish you so much fun with everything that I've shared today. If you feel like sharing something or just celebrating some insights, some shifts, some aha moments, you can do that always on Instagram. If you want to make me a huge favor, you can post a comment under this video if you watch it on YouTube. You can rate this podcast. You can write even something on, I think on iTunes. And you can share this episode or another episode if you feel like it. So if that is what your soul is longing for and enjoys. And if you feel the call for one-on-one coaching, you can always apply. There's a link on my website and also in the show notes. You will find it, I'm sure. Besides that, I love you. I love the journey with you. I love our journey together. I send you so much love. And until the next episode, bye-bye.